The regulations prohibit discrimination against anyone because of their gender identification or how they present their gender. That could now be considered discrimination on the basis of sex or disability. Director of the Syracuse Onondaga County Human Rights Commission, Barry Gawanter, says this change is critical.
Prior to these regulations being established, transgender and gender nonconforming New Yorkers could not go to the Division of Human Rights and be assured that their cases would be considered as falling under the prohibitions against discrimination in New York State human rights law.
Governor Cuomo became the first executive in the nation to issue such regulations back in October. They protect transgender New Yorkers from discrimination by employers, housing providers, businesses, creditors, and others. Gawanter says it's now the job of her commission to explain the regulations and options to someone who feels they've been victimized.
We'll be able to provide them information about an additional path of redress that they may not have had before in an effective way. So this is an additional tool and an additional piece of information that we can provide to the public.
Gawanter says they're also ready to assist employers and businesses who may have questions about the new regulations, and she expects they might get some phone calls. She says the discrimination that occurs because of stereotypes and intolerance about gender can have a devastating impact,
leading to people being homeless, being unemployed, being underemployed, not receiving medical care, not receiving emergency care. So this path of redress is very, very important.
Scott Willis, WAER News.